Haig, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Thank you. The President, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I just talked to Henry.
Yeah.
He said there was more of the same.
Yeah, sure.
That he'll get on the plane at 9 tonight. He gave me 3 general themes for the press, which I've given to Ron.
Yeah.
And he also said that this won't get him in here until 11 or 11:30 tonight.
Well, we won't meet tonight, then.
No, I thought we ought to hold off.
I'll tell him to go to bed.
Fine, sir. And I told him I'd send him a message with your thinking as based on our meeting this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, very touchy and tired, obviously.
Yeah. Well, you can mollify the thing so it doesn't sound, you know.
Yes, sir.
We know they've given him a rough time, huh?
Yes, apparently, and he's in one of those low moods, but I think I'll give him a upbeat message.
And, yeah.
And we'll just him when he gets some rest.
Mm-hmm. What's gotten him so touchy?
Well, I think I told him on the phone that you agree generally with his analysis, but that we wanted to think and discuss certain aspects of the actions to be taken.
That's right.
And the upcoming trip.
And the Agnew trip, right.
And then he sort of flew back on that.
Felt that he should decide it. Well, that's right.
That's all right. We it's normal.
Right.
And I'll get a message off and just put these things,
right.
Questions in a way that he can think about them.
Right.
But
right.
Not in a way designed to.
I understand.
Right.
Okay.
Good.
Now then, you can go on.